This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, speaking of stupid, guess what time it is?
You don't tie that. You don't tie that.
Right? Yes, you
don't
do.
Tie that. You don't tie that.
No. Junior's not stupid. He guessed it right away.
You don't tie that. That ain't no tie.
Assumption and stupidity. I like it.
All right. The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Tow truck driver. That sound pretty. Dang. Pretty, you know.
T-O-W or T-O-E, right? I know you.
Tow truck driver. Let's go. Yeah, like a here go.
Candyman, he just blew out the whole electrical system in the whole... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to find Candy. Who is this?
This is Candyman.
Okay, are you the guy with the tow truck? You the tow truck driver?
Yeah, that's me. Trucking.
Okay, hey man, you jump started my girl's car 3 days ago and blew the whole electrical system out, man.
I did. Hold on. Let me get back in my truck. You said I did what now?
You do jump people's vehicles when they got a stalled vehicle, don't you?
Right. That's what I do. I jump vehicles. Yes.
Okay. So you actually did my girl's car about 3 days ago, man. You jump started her car, but now when you over jumped it is what you did. Okay, you done blew out the whole electrical system in the whole car, the dashboard, everything is just completely out. And they talking about this gonna be about $1,500 to get this thing.
No, I'm sorry. Now who is this now?
My name Kenneth, man. But you, my Kenneth. Girl Sheila, man. You jump started. You over jumped. Her car.
Well, just wait a minute, Kenneth. There's no such thing as overjumping a car. You can't overjump a car, man.
Man, let me tell you a question.
Now, whoever told you that, that's just dumb.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You overjumped my girl's car, okay? And you blew out
the entire... You can't overjump a car.
What do you mean? That's what you did, man. You done blew out the entire electrical system. The entire dashboard is completely dead. The people at the dealership saying it's going to take $1,500 to get this thing back up and running.
Well, you may want to take it somewhere else because they're trying to rip you off. There ain't no such thing as overjumping a car and blowing. And if she drove off that day, then she should be fine. I've jumped plenty of cars. I jump cars all day long. People always need a jump. I've never overjumped a car, blown out an electrical system.
Look, you overjumped this car, okay? And that's the reason why it's completely shut down. All the fuses are blown out. Everything is completely dead. You overjumped the car. Now, this is $1,500, and the reason why I'm calling you is you should be the person paying for this.
No. Now, that sure ain't going to happen. I'm not going to pay for something I didn't do.
You did it. You the one overjumped it, man. You overjumped the car.
I don't overjump cars. Now, wait just one minute, man. Now, I'm not going to argue with you. I jump cars all the time. And you mean to tell me I overjumped your... You're a...
No, I'm not. You know what? You're going to get your... Whoop if I don't get this $1,500.
I'm sorry, you said what, man?
You're going to get your whoop if I don't get this $1,500 to take care of this whole car and the whole electrical system.
Well, I tell you what, I'm over here on Martin Luther King right now. Now, if you talking about whooping somebody, you bring your on over here. Now, I don't overjump no cars, and I don't owe you no money either.
You owe me $1,500, you country son of a... You owe me
$1,500. Son, let me tell you something. You'll be in for a long... I will take this tow truck and ram it straight up your ass, and I'm not playing with you. Now, I don't talk to people like this, and I sure as hell don't appreciate it when someone talks to me like that. I'm whooping my ass. You got it,
hey,
buddy.
Man, you know what? You're going to mess around and get your little tow truck towed off some. That's what's going on. And you're going to get your whoop in the mix of all of this, man. Let me tell you something. I need this $1,500 today or tomorrow so I can get my girl coffee.
Well, I don't owe you. Where the did I jump this car off at? Because that's exactly where I'll meet you at.
You jumped my girl car off at her job. She was downtown at her job.
What street? Because I'm down there a lot.
I don't know what street it is, but she worked downtown.
So that's your problem. You're such a dumb she don't even know what street it's on. And you know I owe you $1,500. You are crazy as
you
hell.
I need this $1,500. I'm going to get this $1,500 out your. Now, you're going to make a decision on which one you want to do. Either you're going to bring me the $1,500 today or tomorrow, or I'm going to have your whooped. You got till 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Son, you ain't got to wait on tomorrow. I made my decision right now. Ain't going to happen. Ain't ever going to happen. I don't owe you. And if you can get it out of my son, you can have it. But I bet you this much, you better pack a lunch. It's going to be a long night for you, buddy.
I don't care how long it's going to be. You're going to get a $1,500 whooping. That's what you're going to get, Candy or Candyman. You're going to pay this $1,500.
You call me what you want to call me, son. But I tell you this, after I whoop your you'll call me something else.
You country.
Listen, son, I've got to go. I got work to do. I've got somebody outside waiting on me right now to hook up their car. I ain't got time to be arguing with you, son. All right? Now, if you really want to find me, you really want to find Candyman, everybody out there knows how to find me. You understand me? So if you really want that $1,500, son, you come and get it. But I ain't got time to be sitting here arguing with you all day. I got work to do. I got to get back out of this truck.
I got one more thing I need to tell you, and I want you to put this in your mind good and strong. Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, son, as long as you ain't finna say about me giving you $1,500.
I tell you what, I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by another record driver named.
You know what, that son of a. that son of a. You know what? You're listening to this because I sure owe you a $1,500 whooping, son. Hey, man.
What?
You know what I like about these prank calls?
What, Jay?
Everybody wants to put objects in your ass.
Jay!
They're going to put phone in your ass or
a truck.
Everybody wants something. They all want to put something in your ass.
God. I was not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that one either, Jay.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You better pack a lunch.
Your ass.
You're going to be here a while, buddy.
You're going to be here a while, buddy.
Oh, my God. All right, catch the nephew. The nephew is coming to town, Orlando, Florida, the Improv Memorial Day weekend. That will be Friday and Saturday. 2 on Friday, 3 on Saturday. I will be at the Improv. Tickets are on sale right now. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. I said right now. And laying in the cut is the one and only Tampa, Florida. Uh-huh. That's in June. June 25th, 26th, and 27th. I'm at the Improv. Tampa, Florida. Tickets on sale right now. And then my home state, Killeen, Texas. July 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's called Twice as Funny Comedy Club. Twice as Funny Comedy Club. You got to be twice as funny if you already been there. You got to come back and be more funny than that. And I'm going to be all that. Okay? So that's 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. And there you have it. It's that nephew out there grabbing that microphone again. Doing it well. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know how you're going to do all them shows with that truck. I don't know.
Yeah. I just want you to stop saying that.
Don't be playing.
Jay, I need you to come out here and get this truck up out of me, man.
Your tires rotating in there.
People in the audience.
Good stuff. Good
is that
stuff,
a truck?
Anybody smell gas?
Is that a hitch?
Is that a truck?
Is that an 18-wheeler? All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.